From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. The UN Human Rights Council has agreed to launch a comprehensive independent investigation into alleged violations and abuses of international human rights law in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. After a day-long emergency session called to discuss the deteriorating human rights situation in eastern Aleppo, the 47-member body approved the resolution by a vote of 24 in favor, 7 against, and 16 abstentions. Those voting against were Algeria, Bolivia, Burundi, China, Cuba, Russia, and Venezuela. The resolution calls on investigators to identify all those they believe responsible for atrocities committed in eastern Aleppo and to hold them accountable. Before the vote, Russia, an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, tried to amend the resolution by shifting the focus away from the Syrian government and its allies and onto the rebels, whom it inferred were terrorists. Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News.